BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and we're back on breakfast this week in for Grimmy. Another real or no real, a pointless quiz to find out which New Year's resolution you should go for if you're struggling, and Annie Mack joins us to reveal number 5 on the BBC Sound of 2016 list.
This is
the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills.
Good morning. Here we are then, it's all back to normal. I quite like it that it's all back to normal, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I guess last week it felt weird at times, didn't it? Because it was the gap between Christmas and New Year's, which is a funny time to be alive.
I did enjoy it though, basically coming into work every day in my pyjamas. I don't actually wear pyjamas at home, but at work I like to, in the bit between Christmas and New Year.
You have tidied yourself up a little bit for this week, actually. Last week you were a mess.
Absolute mess. Literally just left the house. But I've put actual clothes on today because I've realised that people will be in the office come 9 o'clock. New Year's Day was a highlight. I came in to do the Radio 1 official chart.
Yes.
The first chart of the New Year. Were you listening?
I was listening at times.
And literally no one here had to actually wave to get the lights to go on.
Really? I need to get hold of the CCTV.
Never been at Radio 1 before where there have been so few people that it was completely plunged into darkness.
Mate, you know you do turn on the lights here by a switch. I don't know how it works in Scott Mills' home, Echo Falls, but waving at the lights isn't going to turn them on.
It worked. I just thought, well, no one's been here for a while. Probably since that morning.
Imagine you running around the office just waving.
I came out of the lift, I was like absolute darkness. I couldn't see where I was going, so I'm like frantically waving. Like, hello!
Turn on the lights!
Anyone here? I'm here to do the chart show.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning to Ed, who's had his phone for a year now and has only just realised, like in the last few minutes, this got a radio on it.
Oh, what a discovery.
Good morning, Ed.
Welcome along.
Thanks for tuning in. He says, yas to Mills and Stark en route to London. Happy New Year. Emma says, thank you for playing Pompeii by Bastille to start the hardest Monday of the year. That's true. I think this is the hardest Monday of the whole year.
But is it not harder because people keep saying this is the hardest Monday of the year? Is there not any positives in the sense that it is quite nice to go back and see people from work, right? I quite like seeing you guys here. It's nice. It's
I'm enjoying it so far.
We all get bored of each other within the week, I'd say.
I wouldn't say that.
But it's nice to all turn up and everyone wish everyone a happy new year.
Right, so you get bored of us, do you, in the week?
It's interesting having the same conversation with people about what they got up to at New Year's Eve and the Christmas period. That's nice.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, good to know that you get bored of us. So Robin Schultz coming up. Actually, let's just have positive vibes today, guys. Spurred on by what Adele was doing earlier with the inspirational quotes. Can we not have any negativity this morning? Let's start it off 2016. Let's not be grumpy. Let's not be miserable. Let's just positive. I don't want your inspirational quotes necessarily because I hate them, but just positive vibes. Thanks.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alenka says, this is definitely not the hardest morning of the year. New year, and I've started a brand new job today, so all the good vibes. Angus has been on from Cumbria, shouting out to all the farmers who never stopped working over the festive season. Hi, farmers.
Yes.
Smee on the M4 is feeling good. Pleased about going back. Wants it all to be back to normal. And also, we've got Jodie from Bolton travelling to Sheffield. Positive vibes. First Monday back to work. I've missed all the traffic in my 2-hour drive to the office. Only 1 hour left to go. Hardly any cars. You are winning. Good morning to David off of Wrexham, who's just starting out going to work this morning. I just really like Panic at the Disco, says Mel in Cheltenham. Stephen on the M25 is travelling back to Oxford from Gatwick after spending Christmas and New Year in Barbados. That's where Ollie Murs is.
Oh.
We've seen some pictures of him, haven't we?
Who said they're in Barbados? Who's
well, not
been celebrating
now.
It?
A Stephen on the M25.
Is that a famous Stephen then?
No.
Everyone famous goes to Barbados, it seems, yeah. Or Miami.
Because you don't have to be famous to go to Barbados.
I thought that was the rule.
Don't think so. Anyway, he's gutted. As I said, positive vibes, please. I bet it's really nice to be back.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Music. Sound of 2016.
Right, so every day this week, we're running you through the top five. There's a thing that BBC started in 2003, which is the Sound Of list. And the aim of it, just to showcase the most exciting and the most innovative kind of rising stars. Good morning, Annie Mack.
Good morning, Scott Mills. I'm really glad that you think of me as an exciting and innovative rising star.
Since 2003.
yeah, cheers.
Are you feeling fresh?
No, yeah. I bring my ratchety cough alongside me. Sorry, everyone in the studio.
You've got like a little rattly, yeah. Chesty cough.
But I am excited. I got a little kind of like twinge of excitement walking into the building. I was like, yes, yeah. I am excited to be back.
Okay, so for people that don't know what all this is about, obviously we've been training ahead to it a lot, and you're saying that you're going to be coming in with Hugh this week. So it's all about brand new artists and them getting recognised.
Yeah, it's just a way for the BBC to put their stamp of approval on the track, on the artists that we really think are going to do something next year. And it's not necessarily the most commercially successful or any of that. It's the most interesting and, what you said, innovative. And every morning this week, me and Hugh are going to be kind of introducing those artists to you and letting you know a little bit about them and letting you hear them, which is what it's all about, really.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to run through 5, 4, 3, 2, and then obviously the winner of the BBC Sound of Music 2016 list, and that's going to be on Friday morning with Annie Mack and Hugh. So what have you got for me today?
I've got the number 5.
Okay.
Love an X Factor style drone.
I thought I would, just for you.
Okay.
Just to build it up.
Okay.
Number 5 on the BBC Music Sound Of 2016.
How long do I leave it?
I think a bit longer.
Okay.
Keep going.
It always feels long on the telly, doesn't it?
Cool, yeah.
Cool. I know it feels uncomfortable now, but leave it a bit longer.
Cool. Yeah. Ellie?
Yeah.
Any your own time.
Okay. Right. So the number 5 on the Sound Of 2016 is Muramasa. And this is what he sounds like. Okay. So Muramasa is sat right beside me. He is 19. His name is Alex and he's from Guernsey. Hello, Muramasa.
Hello. Morning.
Are you wondering what's going on in your life right now?
Yeah, particularly because it's so early.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for me anyway.
So we are here to kind of get to know you a little bit in terms of a person and also your music, which you are hearing in the background right now. And I first came across you and your music last year with a mixtape called Soundtrack to a Death. And since then, it feels really like you've been kind of putting your music out there online, just doing your own thing and getting really, really embraced by a lot of different people within the BBC and Radio 1 as well. Can you describe this awful question, what to the person who's never heard your music, what it is?
Oh, no.
Go on, try. Put it in like 5 words.
Okay.
Here's my fingers. Dude.
Oh, wow. Yeah. This is a challenge for this early, isn't it?
I know.
5 words?
Come on.
Do my best. Okay. Experimental, electronic, hip-hop, dance... thing.
Perfect. I love that. And yeah, I think the thing that sticks out about music is there is the electronic element all the way through, but there's a real kind of musical element and it's very imaginative. The ideas that run through it really stick out, I think. What got you into making music like this?
Like this?
Yeah.
I did a whole bunch of other stuff before this, like metal bands, and I was in a gospel band. But this, I mean... I guess hearing people like James Blake, Cashmere Cat, Hudson Mohawk as well, and just kind of being introduced to that electronic world was what got me into it.
And what's Guernsey like to grow up in and to make music in and to be an aspiring musician in?
It's lovely. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. I was there less than 12 hours ago. I mean, there isn't much of a music scene there. It's a really quiet place, but... there's a few people doing their thing and like the internet's very important, I think, especially for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been cool to make the transition, I think.
Okay, so we love the most recent EP. We love the love for that track, which you heard that Scott played for us featuring Shura, and that's track of the day today. We're going to hear that every program today. But what is going on kind of moving forwards now? I mean, we've got a great start to the year. You've got lots of people kind of enjoying your work and wanting to hear more. What's going to happen?
Well, I'd say I'm about halfway through the album writing cycle. So that's I'm deep in that at the moment. And yeah, apart from that, just lots and lots of shows and cool little bits and lots of new music, hopefully.
Seen you play live. Muramasa Live, Scott, is a wondrous thing. It's amazing.
Wondrous.
A wondrous thing. I saw you play live. You kind of got these, you know, you've got your electronic drum kits and you've got all your, I mean, I don't know enough about the machines that you're using, but it looks really exciting. And there's just loads of lasers and loads of people jumping up and down like you had a rock gig or something.
Oh,
it's really good.
People are going to expect lasers now every time.
Sorry, guys.
I've got to deliver.
Management are sitting in the background going, damn.
Oh, more lasers. See him live, but there were no lasers.
Yeah. So obviously Shura, who was Sound of 2015 runner-up, is on this track. Mm-hmm. And it's been the hottest record in the world for Annie.
Yeah.
It's today's track of the day. And you are in fifth place on the BBC Sound of 2016 list. I can tell you as well, this is quite odd. For the first time on this list, there is a tie in fifth place.
Ooh.
And we're going to reveal who that is after the news at 7:30. For now, thank you, Annie Mac. Thank you, Muramasa. And this is the track with Shura, Love For That, and it's on every single show today. It's Radio 1's track of the day.
Tell me, do you think I'm being sentimental? Cause all this time I've been trying to work out what it was that brought me close to you. Wish I could feel it now. Did I feel enough for now?
Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lee's been on first day back at uni today. He says, I shazammed Muramasa straight away. Absolutely love it. Becca says, been listening to that track since it went up on SoundCloud. Absolutely in love with it. Can't wait for the new music for the album. Annie Mac is normally on Radio 1 at 7 p.m. mm-hmm. of a weekday evening. So how are you finding this?
As in now?
As in, like, on the breakfast
show. The words are struggling to come out straight. But I'm going to be kind to myself today. It's one of those days you just have to be nice to yourself. You just have to get through it.
How are you going to be kind to yourself? I want to take tips.
I'm not going to beat myself up if everything goes wrong.
Okay.
No, but it won't. I love how business-like you've got to be with this as well. You're like the official face of this thing, so you've kind of got to... You're there with loads of sheets of paper going, right, what's next? Facts.
Yeah.
I mean, the facts.
The thing is, it's pretty straightforward, this Sound of Business. You know, you put it out there to about 150 different people that are very influential in music all around the country. They decide who they think is great. And then we talk about it.
Yeah, but you do see some shows where they announce the wrong name.
Oh, no. Don't say that! Don't say that, Chris.
No.
What was it, the Miss World, where they announced it wrong? And then they had to go, I'm very sorry, it wasn't you.
It happened on the best one to look at today if you're feeling a little bit fed up of it being Monday and you're back at work. The one from... I think it's Australia's Next Top Model, where he just gets it so wrong.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, it's not you. It's just awful.
Please, can we do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we've got some more artists, or maybe just an artist, coming in who is tied with Muramasa on the Sound Of list, and that'll be just after 7:30 on Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Music. Sound of 2016.
Annie Mac is here. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And we already announced that in fifth place on the BBC Sound of 2016 list, which we've been talking about for months now on Radio 1, was Muramasa, who is a 19-year-old singer and songwriter and multi-instrumentalist talent called Alex from Guernsey.
Mm-hmm.
So we said goodbye to him.
Yeah.
And we also, for the first time, we have a tie on the number five, don't we?
Yeah, and the tie, all that means is that these two artists have had the exact same amount of votes by said panel, which is quite big, from all over the UK. And I can now announce the other artists who are in fifth place here on the BBC Sound of 2016. Are we ready? Do we have a drone this time, or?
I think we go straight in.
Okay, ready? It is Western!
Morning.
morning, boys.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So we have Akel, we have Hailey, and we have Louis. Welcome to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having us, man. Thank you so much.
Is this an early morning for you lot?
Not me, maybe these two. I'm always up.
Are you always? So this is Akel. You're Akel, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're an early riser?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. And you guys, I mean, Western is because you are representing West London.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. And born and bred there, I presume.
Yes, yeah, indeed.
Yeah. And you are relatively new as the three of you together,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How did you come about Western, that is?
Well, Hailey's my cousin.
Mm-hmm. That's Andy.
Yeah, Hailey's my cousin. Good. And Louis, I met through my brothers. He used to play football with my brothers and stuff. So we've all been doing our own little solo things. Mm-hmm. Here,
yeah,
and
you were all solo artists before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So okay. Then I was working on a mixtape called Retakes, and then I called for Louis. And yeah, just kept in touch from there, and Into came out of the blue.
Mm. And were you lot happy and kind of surprised about the huge reaction it got? Just snowballed,
yeah,
didn't
literally,
it?
Literally, yeah. It's been crazy. We've kind of been keeping up with the song ever since we put it out. Literally, it's been catch up.
I mean, hammered on Radio 1, hammered on 1 Extra. it's good for a debut single, and I know that you've got the album to come as well. Is that all done, the album?
More or less.
Yeah, we've definitely got enough material.
100%.
It's just kind of patterning out what road we're trying to go down right now.
And when will we get it, do you think?
Probably like mid this year, sorry.
I know. I know.
Well, you got an adapt to the new year. It's always funny. Yeah.
So who plays what role then in the band, and who does what?
We just all do the same thing.
Yeah.
We all write our own bits.
Is there like a moody one? Is there a bossy one? Is there one that is always late? How does that work?
I think me and Akel are just pranksters, really. Yeah.
Okay.
And Hailey's very funny without realising how funny he is. He's the most funny person I know, but he just doesn't realise how funny he is.
Okay.
You've got a big fan in Rita Ora as well, right? You remix.
And Drake,
I know.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's definitely crazy. The kind of names that we hear, like our names in the same sentence, is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
I think you've got a genuine exciting 2016.
I'm hearing all this. I'm like, prove it.
Yeah. Who are they? So every day our Sound of 2016 people will be track of the day. So you have joint track of the day today with Muramasa. It's a double track of the day because we've got two artists in fifth place. So we're going to play your track now. This is Western. And Got Love, which is joint track of the day on Radio 1. And have a fantastic year. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Love.
So that is the next single from Western, and it's Got Love on BBC Radio 1. And they are joint fifth on the BBC Music Sound of 2016 list.
Hey, Akel said that I can get a Western tattoo as well, because I'm from West London. So he was like, you need one of these, and then rolled up his sleeve and showed the Western
yeah,
tattoo.
Yeah, even better, if you became the fourth member, that would look great on the posters.
I was a bit pedantic. I was like, well, I'm going to need an N at the start, like Northwestern, because I'm a bit more north. But.
And also, you might need to, like, it's Northwestern via Ireland. You might need something
Northwestern
else.
Northwestern brackets Dublin.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Okay, Annie Mac is back on the radio. It's all back to normal tonight, right? 7 o'clock?
All back to normal. I'm so excited. We are back as normal, 7 o'clock every night this week. And also, with regards to this show, me and Hugh are tag teaming every morning. So Hugh will be with you tomorrow, same time, to announce number four. Then I'm back Wednesday, Hugh Thursday. And then on Friday, we're both in for the big grand announcement of the number one.
Okay, and then there'll be an even bigger drone and you have to live even longer.
Yeah, okay, good.
Annie Mac, tonight from 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. If you've never heard Annie Mac's show before,
Give it a listen. It's great.
Thank you, Scott.
That's all right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bosh, straight into the entertainment news. It's your first day back at work. Let's have positive vibes only, please. Steve Holden has everything that you need to know while you've been away, sleeping or whatever.
Happy New Year. Quick reminder, we just had the first ever tie in the Sound Of list. Two acts at number five, Muramasa, and you just heard them, Western. Everything you need to know about them is at bbc.co.uk/soundof2016.
And news just in. If you want to see even more about these acts and kind of really kind of get under their skin and know what they're about, because you will be hearing more of them in the next 12 months, there's a special show telling you all you need to know about these acts on the BBC Red button right now, and it's going to go up on iPlayer later this afternoon. So 2015, definitely, I would say, the year of Bieber. Not much change in 2016?
Afraid not. He's number one with Love Yourself, and he's still teasing his fans about his love life because he's posted a few pictures that would seem to suggest that he has got a girlfriend now. She's called Hailey Baldwin, and if you follow Bieber, you'll know they've been mates for ages. She is the daughter of an actor called Stephen Baldwin, who was in Celebrity Big Brother a couple of years ago. Bieber posted a pic of them kissing overnight, which sent his followers into a frenzy because the comments on Instagram are like, oh, I'm actually crying. And this is too much. And finally, loads more pictures of them draped everywhere because there has been rumours of them for ages. They are on holiday in a place called St. Bart's in the Caribbean. And Hailey tweeted, couldn't have asked to have a better start to the new year surrounded by the best people.
I'm telling you, everyone seems to be in Barbados, Miami, those kind of places at the moment. Barbados is like...
the Caribbean.
It's almost like a celebrity Isle of Wight.
Oh, completely.
Yeah, same.
Completely. I mean, it's where the richest people go on holiday.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
St. Bart's is where the yacht containing Harry Styles and Kendall Jenner...
It is.
...and both their mums was as well. And they've been having a lovely time the past few days. Don't worry about it. They don't care about the bit between Christmas and New Year because they have absolutely no idea what time or day it is or who we even are. They don't care about us commoners.
Is that true? Is that you reckon that's how it is?
Absolutely.
They don't care at all. A villa will cost you $7,000 for 6 nights.
Woo!
If you want to go to St. Bart's, if you like that. Pippa Middleton is there as well, which is very good.
All the greats.
Indeed, indeed. anyway, we just mentioned Harry Styles.
Yes, let's get back. Because I've heard some stuff about his solo career.
Yeah, yeah. So there's this website in America where writers and performers register the names of their music work. And someone has spotted that Harry Styles has cropped up on it without the rest of One Direction.
It's all fine, Steve. It's Monday.
I know, right? I'm just getting there, nearly. I've been on this website this morning. Indeed, he is there without One Direction. There are four song titles which list him as the performer and the co-writer, and they are called Already Home, Coco, Endlessly, and then the snappily titled 5,378 Miles, which apparently is the distance between Los Angeles and London, which would make sense.
So these are on a writer and performer's website where they register the names of all their songs?
Yes, to basically say this song is mine and nobody else's, and this is who's performing it.
Right, but it could be for someone else. It could be that he's writing for someone else.
Well, it does say performer Harry Styles.
Oh, right. So what are the names? What we should be looking out for? Already Home.
Already Home.
Coco.
Endlessly and 5,378 Miles.
Okay, and now the bets are on as to who's going to be the first person to have a solo career from One Direction. I'm putting a bet on today. And also GQ's got his best dress list out, right?
Yeah, best dressed of 2016. Eddie Redmayne is number one. Grimmie is at number two. Sam Smith at number three. Beckham, David, at number four. But let's go down to number 12, shall we? Which is the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, Queen's husband, 94 years old.
Actually, he dresses really well. It's about time he got recognised.
They say he embodies duty and decorum and comes across effortlessly in the way he dresses.
Right, so he is number 12 on the GQ Best Dress. Who's he come above?
He's beaten Idris Elba, Jamie Dornan, Jim Chapman, and his grandson, Prince Harry.
Yes, go on, the Duke of Edinburgh. Right.
Perfect. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Leanne, who's on the way to school. Ames, who says, what's going on? Is it the afternoon already? No, we're just on this show this week. Don't be confused. Oh, imagine that, the first day back. You don't even know what day it is for like 2 weeks, and then we're on in the morning.
I know. We're easing you in before Grimmie, you know?
Yeah.
Easing you in.
And Sam says, it's 8:11 hours in the morning, and I'm already sick of the phrase. Yeah, it was good, cheers, you.
BBC Radio 1.
Have you got a New Year's resolution?
Not really. I've told myself I'm going to not drink this month.
That's on.
That's happening so far. So far, so good. But is that a resolution? I don't know.
A lot of people do that one, don't they?
Yeah.
Or it's like going to the gym, etc. You're not going to bother with that, are you?
Do you know what? I'm actually quite happy with myself. I don't really need much... No. What I mean is, I'm fine. Like, I don't feel the need to change something just because it's January.
Yeah, you don't have to have one.
But then maybe it's just that I don't really know what I want to do.
So you haven't got a New Year's resolution?
Not really, no.
No. One of our listeners hasn't either, have you, Gareth?
No, not yet. I need you to help me get there.
Well, handily, I've got one of these slightly rubbish quizzes that you find online. You know the ones like on BuzzFeed and that?
Mm.
I've got, which New Year's resolution should you go for?
Okay.
If you're undecided. Have you ever done New Year's resolutions?
Kind of in the past, but, you know, by February, they go out the window a little bit.
That's right.
New Year's resolutions as well, they are a bit hurt.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a tradition.
It's a bit sort of cliche for me.
Oh, but maybe, Scott, are you saying this quiz will help you think of something new then?
Absolutely.
Because those are really the only two resolutions people do.
I find myself on Twitter as well going through and doing more and more of these quizzes.
Mm.
Anyone else?
Yeah, but they're just always around.
They're kind of
thousands
pointless.
Of them.
Yeah, it's all in your face. And it's all new year, new me.
Yeah. They're pointless, but let's do one now, shall we?
Go on then.
Okay, so here's the quiz. It's A, B or C answers. So, question one. Which of these best describes how you spent New Year's Eve? A, you went to an event that you booked months ago. B, you scrambled last-minute plans and tagged along to someone else's party. Or C, you watched the fireworks on your own, in your pants.
Definitely not C in my pants.
No?
No, definitely not super fancy. It was kind of a mix of A and B, but we'll go for A because it was a planned trip, kind of last minute up to Edinburgh.
Oh, okay. So it is an event that you planned, but it was kind of last minute.
Yeah.
Is Edinburgh far from you?
It's very far. It's eight hour journey.
Where do you live?
We're in Chelmsford in Essex.
Oh, that's far. Yeah, that's really far.
Yeah, it's a long. It was a long trek.
Had you been to Edinburgh before?
Once when I was young, I watched the rugby up there, but other than that, no, it was just like, let's do it. Didn't really know what I was taking on before, and then when we see the 8-hour journey, it was like, oh my God.
Okay, so you're a mixture of A and B. So you're going for A, you went to an event that was booked?
Yes, A.
Okay, I'll put you down for an A then. Next question.
Ooh.
Which of these best describes your diet? A, green with eyes diet. That's where you only eat things that are green or with eyes. B, the beige diet. Everything is beige. Or C, the snow diet, where everything you eat must start with S, N, O, or W.
Well, I'm not really prepared for this one.
What's your diet like right now?
I would say it's quite a healthy diet, so it's a low carb one.
Low carb.
No.
Yeah.
I had you down as a beige guy myself.
Yeah, well, some things are beige. You mean you got your chicken korma? I eat that.
But you're quite a healthy guy. You look after yourself, do you?
Yeah. I'd say it's obviously more recently, with being Christmas, it's been more potatoes than you can imagine. So yeah. It's a bit of a mixture.
You're getting back on it now.
Yeah, back on it. Yeah, as we're starting to build the New Year's resolution, it's kind of getting back into the healthiness.
Yeah, diets are on for everybody because it's New Year.
Yeah.
Okay, so which one would you go for? Green with eyes diet? I'm saying that you'll probably go for that, because you can eat, like, greens, like broccoli, but you can also eat fish, which do have eyes.
Or frogs.
I don't like fish or frogs.
Oh. Well, okay, then I can offer you the snow diet, where everything you eat must start with S, N, O, or W.
Brilliant, that's the one.
I'll put you down for C, then, because beige is too unhealthy and you don't like fish.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so I've got A and C as answers so far. On this pointless quiz, which New Year's resolution should you go for? I'll have an answer for you in a minute, Gareth. We'll continue after this, all right?
Okay, cool.
Radio 1 and One Extra Stories.
What we're trying to do is reach a million hours.
I'm saying we go to one town, Corby. Because if I can convince literally everyone in the town to do 16.6 hours each.
Corby, Chris is coming for you.
How many hours do you want to pledge?
16 hours.
I'll give us about an hour.
7 hours. Okay. I can do 7 hours.
I'll put 3 hours.
We need to make ourselves loud.
I'm saying we go full on.
Good afternoon, swimmers.
Have you raised the million hours of time yet?
I'm having a mare.
Volunteer Town on Radio 1 and One Extra Stories.
Available now
on BBC iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, James and Hinkley. His New Year's resolution is to take a little wee sitting down now and again instead of standing up. It's that's a treat for boys.
Yeah,
that's
not really a resolutions are normally something to help you, isn't it?
Why? Well, no, he's just going to do it more in 2016.
That's just saying I'm going to give myself more treats.
It's just a little treat, isn't it, a sit-down wee for boys sometimes?
One.
We're with Gareth and we're playing the Which New Year's Resolution Should You Go For quiz. There's no real point to it. It's just like one of them ones you see on the internet that I own. You know, I'm going to try and find you an answer here, Gareth.
Right.
Because at the moment, you are New Year's resolution-less. Okay, ready for next question. In 2015, which of these questions kept you up the most, meaning you couldn't sleep? A, how can I become part of Taylor Swift's gang? B, how long will One Direction's hiatus last? Or C, was that dress white and gold or blue and black?
Oh, that's the tricky thing with these internet quizzes, though, because I would say none of those are really relevant to me. But always with these online quizzes, they generally involve Taylor Swift or One Direction at some point.
They're always on.
And that C did keep the whole office going for hours.
Yeah, but did you care about it?
Not really. You kind of have to care about it just so you get involved in the conversation, but...
Okay, then are you missing One Direction a little bit?
Yeah, 1D is a bit of a killer.
There's a hole in your life now, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, like, I am 1D's biggest fan, but right. I'm also Taylor Swift's biggest fan, and she's just had an amazing year, and I think that not being part of a gang is what's kept me up at night.
Okay, so you'd quite like to be with her and Gigi and all that lot?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd fit in as well, like, just a normal lad from Essex. She just wanted it to happen.
So you'd say, how can I become part of Taylor Swift's gang was the question that kept you up most in 2015?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll put you down for A, wants to be in the gang of our glorious leader.
Yeah.
And final question, which of these possible events in 2016 would you be most excited about? A, Ollie Murs and Caroline Flack actually becoming a couple. B, The Voice winner actually getting a number one. Or C, Kim Kardashian actually breaking the internet.
Well, this is the best one.
Love these questions.
Well, I do like Ollie Murs and Caroline Flack. That would be nice to see.
I think they'd be a cute couple.
Yeah, they got the chemistry on TV, so I think that would be a bit of a story for people to follow for a bit.
But if they broke up and still had to do The X Factor, that would be awesome.
It'd be great viewing, wouldn't it?
Yes. To watch that is sort of, I think I'm erring towards that one. Kim K, I don't think she can physically do it if we're going to be serious in this conversation. I don't think she can physically break the internet.
She keeps thinking that she's broken it, like when she put her bottom on it, and also when she released those Kimojis, she did this statement going, we broke the internet. No, you didn't, though. It didn't crash. You can't break it.
No, I think she's...
arrogant, isn't
it? I think that phrase is a massive ho.
Yeah.
And I think she, in 2016, is already a who.
No, she's not, though. She's the most Googled person in the world.
Last year.
Wow.
All right, so you're saying this is going to be the year that everyone forgets about Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. Seriously.
I think you're wrong. And The Voice, do you care about that?
I'll be honest, not really. No, not really.
There we go.
But it is, I like the concept of it, so maybe for the good concept that it's got, them to finally get a number one. Maybe something big for 2016.
That's so good. That really does sum it up. Everyone loves the concept of it.
I like the chairs.
Everyone loves the spinny chairs.
You can say what you want now. It's not going to be on the BBC for long.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's going over to the other one.
Yeah, right.
The enemy.
The
enemy. Okay. So most excited about in 2016, Murs and Flack, The Voice getting to number one, or Kim Kardashian actually breaking the internet? Which one are you going for?
Murs and Flack all day long.
Okay, good. So I put you down for an A. All right, so we're just adding up the scores here now. So for New Year's Eve, you went to an event.
Yep.
The Snow Diet, where everything you eat must start with S-N-O or W, best describes your diet right now.
Yep.
The question that kept you up most in 2015, how can I become part of Taylor Swift's gang?
Yep.
And in 2016, you'd also be most excited about Ollie Murs and Caroline Flack actually becoming a couple.
Yes.
From those answers you've given me, Gareth, I can tell you, on the pointless quiz, which New Year's resolution should you go for? Your resolution should be join a running club.
A running club.
How do those answers possibly take us to running club?
Running club.
Okay, I'll read it what it says. You recognise that fitness is on trend this month, but you're not obvious enough to join the gym. You're all about buying new trainers and one of those fancy water bottles with a hole in the middle so you can hold it when you're running. You know that fitness resolutions usually last till the end of January, which is why you have gone for something completely different. You'll want to quit in March, but by then you'll have ambitiously signed up for a half marathon, meaning you're in for the long haul. Happy jogging!
Yeah!
And I'll
get my way to Taylor Swift's gang.
Well, one of them might be on the running club.
Can't promise that.
Maybe that could be the club that I join.
Yeah. Well, isn't it? It's really good to speak to you, and thank you for taking part in our totally pointless 2016 quiz.
Thanks, guys.
Gareth, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Craig.
How are you doing?
All right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm not bad at all.
What are you up to, Craig?
I'm on my way into work this morning.
So what's your job?
Basically, I'm a service manager for a well-known sofa company. So basically, when you get a piece of furniture and you're not happy with it, then I'm the guy who comes out and then I take all the complaints and things. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
So your life is just people complaining?
Basically, yeah. And then when I go on, then I just get the same off the missus too, you know?
You know you have loads of people complaining at you. Do you find then that you complain less? Like if you're out and about or in a restaurant and you don't like something?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Even if I don't like the food, I just deal with it.
I know someone that works in retail quite well, and they actually don't complain that much because they know what the person's going through.
Yeah, no, I feel for them. I feel for them, definitely. I feel the exact same.
I hate confrontation. I'm exactly the same.
Yeah.
Okay, here's today's Real or No Real facts. New ones for 2016.
Blank Space singer Taylor Swift has a second cousin called Taylor Swift.
That's got to be real. It's going to be real, and I think it's got to be a boy or something.
But surely their family could like scrape together maybe another name?
Yeah, but
maybe they're much younger or much older, I don't know.
But if by then Taylor Swift is really famous, and let's say the second cousin Taylor Swift's really young, they're just naming the second Taylor after the really, really famous Taylor.
Exactly.
Getting on the family act.
Yeah, it wouldn't be bad to have the same bank account as Taylor Swift.
That's
if you're
right.
Named Taylor Swift.
Do you know one of my best presents at Christmas?
What's that?
Dress Up Taylor Swift book.
What?
Yeah, it's like a sticker book. And you just, there's pictures of her in a bikini and you put different outfits on her.
Why? That's... quite weird.
But now my little niece, who's 5, has actually robbed the book from my house. I was quite enjoying it.
Now, here's the thing. Was it something that was meant for your 5-year-old niece, but you've taken it?
Yeah, I did for a little bit.
That's it.
I'll let you into a secret. I didn't even wrap it up because I was enjoying it so much.
Did you rob a child at Christmas?
No, because she never knew it was for her. But then I gave it to her in the end anyway.
It is your house, to be fair.
It was good, though.
So any presents under the tree should rightfully be yours.
You can put any outfit on her you want. It's excellent.
Incredible.
Anyway, does Taylor Swift have a second cousin also called Taylor Swift? Chris, real or no real?
I'm going to go real.
Craig?
Yeah, it's going to be real. I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yay!
Yes, the other Taylor Swift is a 21-year-old student from Maryland. Their dads are first cousins, although apparently they've never met. And next...
You're never further than 100 metres away from a Star Wars toy.
No. You've got to be... What if you're in the middle of a field?
True.
Surely there's not going to be a Star Wars like within 100 metres of you, unless it's underground.
This is like the thing they say when you live in London, you're never more than like 2 feet away from a rat. Mm. Now, I've not seen a rat for ages and I've lived here a long time.
Or at Radio 1, you're never more than 10 minutes or 15 metres from the vamps.
That one is true, though.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Really? Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars has only become really big lately again because of the big film.
Yes.
It went quiet for quite a long time.
Yeah, but it's like the number one toy of Christmas.
Yeah, and there are Star Wars everything. You've got your lightsabers.
Mm-hmm.
You've got your figurines.
What's that one that gets controlled by an app that I saw on TV the other day? That's really good.
Oh, what's that?
Just kind of spins around and you work it from your phone.
What, the Death Star?
No, no. Is it called a I don't know anything about Star Wars. People will text him.
I wouldn't mind a lightsaber. They're quite cool.
I've not seen a Star Wars film, but what annoys me more is people who make that sound like the most controversial thing ever. I see so many people on Facebook or Twitter say, do you know what, I haven't actually seen a Star Wars film, as if that makes you really, 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 really special.
Yeah.
Whereas I actually don't think that's the most unnormal thing to say. I need to go see the new one. I really do want to see the new one just because of the hype, but I've never seen a Star Wars movie.
No, I agree. I've never seen a Star Wars movie because you have to watch them in a really awkward way as well. You start at like number four or something and then you have to work your way back and then go forward. But I'd like to watch them. I've just never watched them.
Why do you have to start at four?
I don't know how it goes. I'm not a Star Wars fan, but I think you have to watch it like something like 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3 and then it's 7 at the end. So it's quite a really awkward way that you have to watch them.
Right, well, that's ridiculous.
I know.
I'm out. Kind of...
Me too.
So you're never further than 100 metres away from a Star Wars toy. Craig, what do you think? Real or no real?
No real.
I think that this is more like, obviously, if you're in the middle of a field, there's not going to be one there. But I think this is like on average because there's so many toys. So I think this is real.
That one is no real.
However, one research firm estimates that in 2016, sales of Star Wars merchandise could exceed $5 billion. That's more than the combined global takings of every single Star Wars movie, including all the re-releases.
Whoa.
That's where the money is.
God. Wow.
And finally,
the most unwanted album this Christmas was Take Me Home by One Direction.
I agree with this because I think because they're like kind of taking a break now, I think people's kind of going off them a bit. And I think if you got a One Direction album with all the other albums out there at the moment, like you've got Justin Bieber and Adele and things like that, I don't think you'd be that happy with One Direction.
Also, Take Me Home is not the current album.
All right, okay.
To be honest, I was in the sales the other day and I did see their perfume reduced to clear.
Really?
You know, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of stuff they need to clear out, clearance stock. But as soon as I walked into the door, it was the first thing I saw was like One Direction perfume on sale.
I also think that One Direction gifts are the kind of thing that someone would buy you, even if you're not necessarily a One Direction fan. It just seemed to be a young thing.
But can it be the most unwanted album this Christmas? Take Me Home. Craig?
Real.
For such a massive band,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The most unwanted album. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
A website that trades in unwanted CDs reported that over 30,000 copies of One Direction's 2012 album were sent in over the Christmas period this year. It's a three-year-old album, the four-year-old album now, though. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 10. Craig, you smashed it. You got 30.
Woohoo!
Yeah, be happy
Perfect.
With that.
I'm 100% happy with that.
Thanks, Craig. Have a good day.
Nice to speak to you guys.
Love you,
See
bye.
You later. Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow morning from 6:30 when you wake up on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.